Today's Shir Masechta Gittin Daf Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had posed the question. We have a machloikus throughout Shas, particularly Masechta Gittin, between Rameyer or Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Masira Karti, Eidim Chsima Karti. And Rameyer's opinion is that what makes the get into a get is the Edom who are signed on the get. The Edom who are signed on the get give the validity to the get. And when the Torah requires, as we've been learning, that a get be written l'shma, the focus is on the Edei Chasima. But the question is, if that's the case, and the reason that the Shliach, who delivers the get, has to say b'fani nechtam, is to tell us that the get was written l'shma. So the Gemara asked, how can we say that the mandamer of our, that the opinion of our Mishnah is Rameyer holds that Eide Chasim Makarti, and we always should be focused, is that he should say b'fani nechtam. On the other hand, if we follow the opinion of Rav Elazar, who says that Eide Masira Karti, so yes, the get has to be written l'shma. But if the get has to be written l'shma, so it should be suffice that the shliach should say b'fani nechtav. Why does it have to say b'fani nechtav? Says the Gemara, Ella, we're going to say that the tan of our Mishnah is Rameyihi. Chiloi by Ramei k'siv l'shma. This that we just explained, Ramei does not require that the siva be done l'shma, because Eidech Simakarti, that's only a din midraisa. However, midrabban and bayi, Rameyer will agree that the get should be written l'shma. And since Rameyer will agree that the get must be written l'shma, that's why we need the shliach to say b'fani nechtam. Ask the Gemara, from Rav Nachman, Haimer hai Rameyer, Rameyer taught us, afilu matzah b'ashba, even if you found the get in the garbage, and the get has the right names in it, the proper name of the husband who's getting divorced, the proper name of the wife who's getting divorced, v'chosmai, and then it was properly signed, v'nosnla, and given to the wife as a get, it's kosher. So we see that even midrabanan, there is no requirement, according to Rameyer, that the ksiva should be done l'shma. Answers the Gemara, V'chi tema, and if we'll try to say that the way to understand that brisa, it will say the way to understand that brisa is not with the brisa commencing like we were talking what the halacha is according to Rameyer with the brisa, but with Rabbanon, Rameyer will agree that it has to be written l'shma. So then the wording in telling us what is the opinion of Rameyer is inaccurate. What it should have said was, Ihachri, Oymay Rameyer, Rameyer's opinion is, the get does not have to be written l'shma. The fact that Rameyer's opinion was not expressed that way, kosher means that it's kosher even with Rabbanon. So we see that Rameyer does not require the ksiva to be l'shma at all. If Rameyer doesn't require the ksiva to be l'shma at all, so why, back to our original question, must the shliach say b'fani nechtav? Hello, Elam, says the Gemara, Rebbe Lazahi. It follows the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, that, as we said, Rebbe Lazar's opinion is Eidim Masira Karti. The Eidim who testify to the giving over of the get is what is essential. And therefore, when we learn a halacha of l'shma, according to Rebbe Lazar, the halacha of l'shma focuses on the ksiva. It focuses on the ksiva, not on the chasima. But then the question was, if that's Rebbe Lezer's opinion, so then why does the shliach have to say b'fani nechtav? Nechtam. It should be adequate that it should say b'fani nechtam. Eloilam Rebbe Lezerhi. Says the Gemara, no, the opinion of our Mishnah will be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. V'chi loy boy, Rebbe Lezer chasima, When does Rebbe Elazar not focus on the chasima, hey, chadalekim edim klal, if you have a get being given without edim? However, hey, chadalekim edim, in a case where there are edim on the get, boy, Rebbe Elazar will agree that the chasima has to be done properly, and included in saying that the chasima has to be done properly is that the chasima has to be done l'shma. Dom Rebbe Avua, Maider Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar agrees that b'mezuyif metoichai, if you had Edom signed on a get, even though the halacha is that according to Rebbe Elazar, you don't have to have Edom on a get, the halacha is memezuyif metoichai, if the Edom are disqualified, that disqualifies the get. And therefore, that disqualifies the get, Rebbe Elazar will agree to apostle. And therefore, when we have Edei Chasima, they have to be done properly. And since the Edom have to be done properly, now we could understand why the Shliach, even according to Rebbe Elazar, who isn't focused on the Chasima, has to say Befani Nechnam. And included in saying that the Edom are disqualified, disqualifies the get, included in saying that is, if the Edom did not sign the get L'shma, that also is a concern according to Rameya, according to Rebbe Elazar. And Ritais to explain why, if Rebbe Elazar holds Edom Asira Karate, why is he focused if the Edom signed Shaloi L'shma? So Taisus explains, according to Rebbe Elazar, if we're concerned that if the Edom are going to sign the get Shaloi L'shma, they also may write the get Shaloi L'shma. And even though the signing is not what's critical according to Rebbe Elazar, the writing certainly is. That's why Rebbe Elazar says that the signing also has to be done l'shma. The Rashba takes this a step further. The Rashba says that even though the Mishnah and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph teaches us that even though according to Rebbe Elazar Edom Asira Karte, the halacha is that if we don't have Edom Asira, Rebbe Elazar will agree that you can rely on the Edom Chasima. Because as the Rishonim explained, Rebbe Elazar says if there are proper Edom Chasima, it's an indication that there are proper Edom Asira. So since, says the Rashba, Enochanami, yes, according to Rebbe Elazar, we don't have to have Edom Chasima. But when we have Edom Chasima, we may end up relying on them. Since in that case, we're going to end up relying on them, that's why Rebbe Elazar holds that the Edom Chasima have to sign l'shma, because they may be those that we rely on. I saw a nice explanation, because another explanation that the Rishonim suggest is that we never want a get not to be written, somebody to sign when it's not signed properly. And the pasuk says, "V'hugad l'cha." And the question is, isn't there a redundancy in the pasuk? The pasuk says emes, the truth, nochen hadover. So if it's emes, it's obviously nochen hadover. Why does the pasuk say both emes, nochen hadover? To teach us, sometimes something is emes, it's actually true, but there's a requirement then not only must it be true, it has to be nochem hadover. It has to be done correctly. And here too, Rebbe Elazar doesn't require kosher edim, doesn't require edim chasima. But when you have edim chasima, they have to be nochem hadover. They have to do it right. Rav Ashi says, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that has the shliach focused on both b'fani nechtav and b'fani machtam? Rabbi Yehudihi. It follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanah we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Paislata Ishiksiva v'chasima betalush. Rabbi Yehuda requires both the ksiva and the chasima be done properly. And that's why we could understand why we have to have b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Ask the Gemara, this teretz that the Gemara just gave, this explanation, is so obvious. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, Umikara, my tam, like Mina, like Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't it so obvious that it makes sense to say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Why were we trying to figure out Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir? Answers the Gemara. Mehadrinan Arameya. We first attempted to explain that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because we have a rule throughout Shas, the Stam Asnis Rabbi Meir. A Stam Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and therefore this Stam Mishnah we wanted to attribute to Rabbi Meir. And also, Mehadrinan Rabbi Elazar, we tried to establish that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, the Kaimlan Hilchas Kavaseh Begitin. The rule is that we follow Rabbi Elazar's opinion and Gittin. And therefore, since we followed the Halacha of Rabbi Elazar Begitin, we wanted to explain the Mishnah should follow his opinion if we could at least come to some explanation that way. The Taisus points out that not only is by Gittin the Halacha like Rabbi Elazar, the Edim Sirikarti, but actually the Halacha of Rabbi Elazar, the Halacha of Edim Sirikarti is even by other stars. But as the Pnei Yeshua goes on to explain, that even though both by Gittin and by other halachas, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, the Edim Sirikarti, still the Halacha is that we should always try to have Edim sign on a star. And not only should we have Edim sign on the star, but those Edim should, as we just finished learning, do it properly. They should sign it on the star properly. Says the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to the machloikis that we started with the Masechta with, where Mishnah taught us that when a get is delivered, the shlich has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The question was, why? Rava said, because they're not b'kiyin Lishma, and Rabbi said because you need to have, because since there aren't going to be witnesses, if there's any issue with the get, so we want him to establish, certify the get with his Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Says the Gemara wants to say that this Machloikis of Rav and Rava is presumably connected to Machloikis Tanon. The Mishnah said, Rav Gamliel Omer, Af HaMevi Menarekim Menacheger. Even if somebody brings a get from Rekem Mecheger to Eretz Yisrael, Befarinechtam must be said. Releza Omer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lelud. Even if you bring a get from Kfar Ludim to Lud, Befarinechtam must be said. Vamar Abaya said, what is the subject that they're referring to? Beyaris Asmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. They're referring to cities that are next to Eretz Yisrael. They're even within swallowed into the border of Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi explains, the border of Eretz Yisrael is not a straight line. And therefore, there are cities that were we to draw a straight line on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they would be part of Eretz Yisrael. But because we don't look at it as a straight line, they're within the straight line, but outside Eretz Yisrael properly. I saw this place. I saw it was very close, just like Pei Kubi is close to Pumbedisa. Mechlal, the Pabbis, the Ragamli and Rabbi Elazar start requiring Befani Nechtam to be recited even in these places which are so close to Yisrael. Mechlal, that's an indication. The Tanakama Sover, Hani Loi Tzarech, that these places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not in Eretz Yisrael proper, they need not say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Says the Gemara, how will we understand the Machloikus? My love, Behokamifki, the Mas Sover, the opinion of the Tanakama is, Lefish Emekin Lishma, that the reason Befani Nechtam has to be said is because we're concerned about the Lishma, and Hani, people who live so close to Eretz Yisrael, Gemiri, are knowledgeable because they live near the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Befani Nechtam, according to Tana Kama, need not say. Or Masava, Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. The concern is that the aid, like Rava said, the concern is that we need, that if something comes up with the Shtar, there won't be anybody to verify it. The Hani Nami, since they're not in Eretz Yisrael, Loi Shchicha. Says Mar Loi. It's not necessary to say that the machloikus tanoim of our Mishnah travels together with the machloikus Rav and Rava. Rava mataris l'tamei. Rava is going to explain the Mishnah that everybody's opinion in the Mishnah could be consistent with his understanding why b'fanei nachtam is recited. And Rava is going to say that everybody, all the tanoim's opinion that I mentioned in the Mishnah, mataris l'tamei, are consistent with his concern for why b'fanei nachtam is said. Explains the Gemara. Rav mataris l'tamei, the Kula Alma, everybody agrees that the reason b'fanei nachtam has to be said is because we're concerned because l'fisha ein b'kin l'shma. V'achba k'mafki. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Tanikama, so the Tanikama is of the opinion, kivin hani, the rekim echever, kivin the smuchas, since they're so close to Tzisrael, migmigmiri, they certainly know the halacha of l'shma. V'asar gmlil, l'meimer, hamuvlos, cities that are within, if you were to draw the straight line that we spoke about of the border of Eretz Yisrael, cities that would be within that straight line, Gemiri, do know the halacha of Lishma, Smuchas, but if they're just close to Eretz Yisrael, Loi Gemiri, they don't know, they're already too far, they don't know the halacha of Lishma. And also, Rabbi Lezal Meimim, we've lost Namiloi, that even if cities are so close that they're within the border of Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is they still have to say b'fanei nachtam. Not as the Mefarshim explained that there's an argument: do they or don't they know the halacha of lishma? They certainly know the halacha of lishma, but the reason they have to say it, says Rebbe Lezer, is shloi tachlev b'dina sayoyim. We don't want to differentiate in countries that are medina sayam. Once where in Medina Sayyam, says the Ksav Soifin, explaining Rabbah's understanding of the Mishnah, we're so concerned about Lishma, we can't start making differentiation. This city does know Lishma, this city doesn't know Lishma. And the Ksav Soifin goes on to explain. He says, if the way Rabbah will explain the Mishnah is as follows. If the concern is because of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, are there people nearby or are there not people nearby? So then we could judge every place independently and make a decision, is this place close, is this place not close? But if the concern is Lishma, so we make a rule that we are concerned about Lishma and all of Medina Sayyam, and we don't start identifying, is this particular place a place that knows Lishma or not? Says the Gemara. And Rava, who says that the concern is L'fisha ein b'kin l'shma, is going to explain the Mishnah as follows. Rava the kul Rava l'tamei, Rava m'tatz l'tamei, the kul alma, everybody agrees that b'fanei nachtam has to be said, l'fisha ein eidim tzuyin l'kaima, that we have to have people that will be able to certify the shtar if the need comes up. V'tana kamasov, ahani kivin the smuchas, rekin v'cheger, since they are close to Yisrael, mishke shchichi, they're close, and once they're close, we don't have to worry that we wouldn't find people to certify the shtar. Vasar gemlila meima, mevlaas shchichi, if it's so close that they're within the straight line border, we will always have people to certify the shtar. Smuchas, if they're just close, we won't necessarily have such people. Vasar gemlila meima, mevlaas namiloi, shloi tachlim b'nisiyam. He says, once it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's a concern there may not be people that will be able to say, be able to certify the shtar. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that Chama Omer Ein Tzorach Shem B'Fanei Nachtam B'Fanei Nachtam. B'Fanei Nachtam B'Fanei Nachtam need not be recited. Ela Hamevi Medina Sayam. If somebody's bringing a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, then Hamoylech, if somebody's bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. Mechlal is obvious that the Tanakama Sover, that the opinion of the Tanakama is Moylech. If you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, loy tzorach. In other words, the point of contention between the Tanakama and the Chachamim is regarding an individual who's taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Tanakama says, b'fanei nachtam, need not be said, and the Chachamim say, it need be said. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikus? My lab, Akanofki, we're going to explain. The mass of the Tanakhama's opinion is that we're concerned l'fisha emikin l'shma. And therefore, when a get is brought from Medina Siyam, where we have that concern that they don't know l'shma, that's why when a get is brought from Chutz Laretz, from Medina Siyam, we have to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. But when the get is brought from Eretz Yisrael, v'hani gemiri, and therefore, since in Eretz Yisrael they do know halacha b'fanei nachtam, they do know halacha l'shma, says the Tanna Kamma, we don't have to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. Masover, whereas the pain of the chum is, l'fish enenim tzuim l'kaimai, we don't have people traveling from one place to the other, v'hani nami, and therefore, it doesn't make a difference from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, lo shchichi, and therefore the Chum hold on both cases, b'fari nachtam has to be said. Says the Gemara, no. We don't have to connect this machloikus tanoim to the machloikus of Rava and Rava. Says the Gemara, Rava mataretz l'tamei, and Rava mataretz l'tamei. Rava mataretz l'tamei, the Kula Alma, everybody will agree that the reason b'fani nachtam is said, l'fi shei mekin l'shma, v'hocha, b'gzairis moylech atamevi kamefki. Indeed, there should be no reason, says Rava, that anybody traveling from Eretz Yisrael should have to say b'fani nachtam. The people in Eretz Yisrael know the halacha of l'shma. So why do Chachamim, what is the point of the machloikus? The Tanakam Sava, the pain of Tanna Kamma is like Gazrina Moilach Atamayvi. So even though somebody who brings the get from Medina Siyam certainly says Rava has to say b'fani nachtam because they don't know l'shma, that isn't the reason to say that the person who's bringing the get from Eretz Yisrael should also have to say it. Rabbana Basroi, the Chum's opinion is kivan Gazrina Moilach Atamayvi. Certainly the person who's bringing the get from Medina Siyam has to say it, for as we're explaining, they don't know l'shma. So we turn it the other way around also, that even when the get is brought from Eretz Yisrael, should also be said, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Says the Gemara of Rav Matatz Tomei, the kol ha'am l'fi she'en en mitzuyim l'kaimai. But if that's the reason, so now we have a question. If there's no travel, there's no travel in both directions. So why would the Tanna Kamma say that when you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you don't have to say b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam? The halacha should be that they should certainly have to say b'fani nachtam because of the concern that there is no travel. Says the Gemara Rana Basrei, l'furushe tam Tanna Kamma dasa. They are certainly agreeing with, they're not arguing, they're explaining that the Tanna Kamma will agree that because of the concern that there is there's of fish and the Mitzrayim l'kaima, that both of them agree you have to say b'fani nachtam b'fani nachtam, and if that's the case, there is no machloikus. And as the Ksav Sofer explains, Rava prefers to say that there is no machloikus in the Mishnah. Even though, if we learn the Mishnah simply, it seems to indicate that there clearly is a machloikus between the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim. But Rava says, I'd rather explain that the Mishnah has no machloikus than be able to have everybody agree that the reason b'fani nechtam is said is because l'fisha ein edim etzuim l'kaimai, than to take the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, which seems to indicate that there is a machloikus between the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim, but then have to say that the reason for b'fani nachtam is l'shma, which I, at least at this point of the Gemara, cannot subscribe to. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, I maybe get Medina Sayyam, if somebody brings a get from one Medina to another Medina in the Medina Sayyam, the loch is, sarach laima b'fani nachtam b'fani nachtam. The D clearly is Haba Oisa Medina, the Medina Siyam, Loit Zorach. The Rava Nicha, according to Rava, that the concern is Ein Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimai. So when it's in one Medina, we don't have to be worried that there won't be people to be Mekayim the Shtar, the Get, and therefore, Befani Nechtam doesn't have to be said. But the Rabba, that the reason we say Befani Nechtam is because of the Shema. So in Medina Siyam, we should always have to say b'fani nechtam to ascertain that the get was written l'shma. Says the Gemara, the deek is not to be understood in the Mishnah the way we thought. That's not what the Mishnah is meaning to teach us. Aleima, what is the Mishnah meaning to teach us? Medina Be'eretz Yisrael, we don't have to say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. Because since the concern is before, because of Lishma, here we don't have to be concerned about Lishma, it's Eretz Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, why would we need to learn that halacha through a deek and say that that is the deek or the Mishnah? That din is explicitly taught in the Mishnah. Habehedik tani lan. We learned explicitly at the end of our Mishnah, Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael, and it's tzarich lomar b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So that is not, so to say that that's the deek, we don't need a deek to teach us that halacha. Answers the Gemara, imahi, if we only had from the deek, have a mina d'yevid. We would think that only be d'yevid if he didn't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, it's fine. Avol chatchila, loy. L'chatchila, we should always have b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. That's why the Mishnah reiterates at the end of the Mishnah, ain't a tzarch lem than an etzisrol. How maybe get by an etzisrol? Ain't a tzarch lem b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Under all circumstances, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam need not be said. And Rava explains, because it's the concern is l'shma, and that's so we don't have that concern. Says the Gemara, ikad ma'aser l'hachi. There are some that learn the Mishnah this way. The Mishnah said, ha'mevi get medina, 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 sayam, tzarch lem b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. What is the diik? Ha medina l'medina, that are only in chutz l'aretz must b'fani nechtam be said in one medina. L'Rava, that according to Rava, that says the concern is l'shma. So now we understand why in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't have to be said. But ask the Gemara, L'Rava, who says that the concern is ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, so why don't we have to say by medina l'dina in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, that isn't the deen. Loi tema medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael loi tzarech. That isn't the deek to be learned. El Ema, haba ois medina medina siyam, that in one medina, net medina siyam, loy tzorach. And that actually is perfectly consistent with Rava. Because Rava's concern is, ein edem etzuim l'kaimai, but if it's in one medina, we don't have to be worried about it. Because if the concern were l'shma, then it shouldn't make a difference. But what are we saying? If that's the deek, haba medina let's medina, Dina Latzisrael, my, that you would have to say it. Tzorach, you would have to say it because we're worried. Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimoy. So if that's the way to understand the Mishnah, so why did the Mishnah start speaking about where the Medina was? If we're learning that the concern is Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimoy, and therefore whenever you're bringing the get from Medina to Medina, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, the Mishnah should have just said, Medina, Medina, loy tzarech. Why did the Mishnah have to start the French indicating that we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, Medina, Siyam? Answers the Gemara, loylam, Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, nami loy tzarech. Even Rava will agree that Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, there is no need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Why not? Why shouldn't we not be concerned that ein edem etzuyim l'kaimai? Says the Gemara, ta the kivim de'ika oyle regalim. Since there are always ole regalim, so there are always people traveling, and since there's always people traveling, that's why they'll always be able to mekayim the get. So the Achronim said from here a few points. One is from here we see that only people in Eretz Yisrael have to be ole regal, because the people in chutz la'aretz have to be oyle regel. So just like the people within Eretz Yisrael are always meeting each other, because the oyle regel, we should say the same for people from chutz la'aretz. So we see from here that even when there was a li'ol regel, the halacha of li'ol regel only applied to the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, not to the people who lived in chutz la'aretz. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri agrees that even people who live in Chutz Lartz had to be Oil Regel. He said the difference, however, was that people who live in Eretz Yisrael would be Oil Regel and leave right away, the people in Chutz Lartz, because it's a big trip to get home. Whereas the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, since it wasn't such a big trip to get home, they stayed, and that's why they got to know and they traveled and they met each other. Ask the Gemara, but this, if that's the reason why within Eretz Yisrael, b'fani nechtem doesn't have to be said, because by Aliyah L'Regel they all meet each other, so ask the Gemara, Tenech was Man Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So that's understandable when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so there was Aliyah L'Regel. However, when we no longer unfortunately have the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Aliyah L'Regel, Ma'ik L'Meimer. And from here we see that the Paiskim discuss, there's a Marit that says that people still have a chiv to go Oil L'Regel even in the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. From our Gemara, it seems very clearly that there is no chiv to do Aliyah L'Regel once the Beis HaMikdash standing. So the Achronim suggest that even the Marit agrees that it's not an absolute obligation to do Aliyah L'Regel. It's something that is most proper. But since it's not an absolute obligation, there were many less people who did Aliyah L'Regel when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, were no longer standing, and that's pshat in the Gemara's question. And in fact, the Maritz Chayis says, Ashrem Yisrael, praised are those Jews, the Mekayim Mitzvah Zu B'chol Davidor, that continued following this mitzvah in all generations, B'simcha Rabbah, V'holchem, they travel every year, Bidal Kafas Arutz, from all over the world, Hakroivim Rechoikim, whether they're close or they're far, Lo Yechusal Hatzoyus Rabbis, they're not focused on the cost, V'loyach Tatilu de Gavro, and on the travel, and the difficulty of travel, Umi She'ein Yodel Asegis, Leilach Berecha V'susav, Oirech Ravo Yavar. He says, and even if you can't afford in those days to go with a horse, walk. And he says, the schus of these people who continue going to Eretz Yisrael to be Oil Regel, even when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, Yogan Aleinu should protect us from Niska, and in their schus, we will see Liris Babias Goyleinu, Obinyan Beis. And the Tashbatz says that in his time there were many Jews, hundreds of Jews that would gather in the shuls of Yerushalayim. It obviously means the old city, and come for the Yom Tovim. And the Sefer Chassidim says that we know on Hashana Rabbah, the Gemara Masechta Sukkos tells us. The Masechta Sukkah tells us that they would go around the Mizbeach with the Dalminim 7 times, and when they no longer had the Beis HaMikdash, but they were still coming up to the Beis, they were still coming up to the Beis HaMikdash, they coming up to Yerushalayim, they would go around Harazesim 7 times. On the other hand, it's clear that the Noida Behuda did not hold that there's an obligation to go to Oil Regel b'zman hazeh. The reason is because the Gemara says Chayv Odom l'hagvil pnei Rabbi b'regel. A person has to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. And the question is, the Noi de Yehuda discusses, why does this halacha not apply b'zman hazeh? Says the Noi de Yehuda, it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So why not? So Noi de Yehuda says, the Shulchan Aruch found it difficult to accept that we would have to greet our Rebbe in a time that we have no longer a chiyuv to be Oil Regel. But if, as we're learning now, the Marit and the Tashbatz and the Sefer Chassidim all hold that we should be Oil Regel, so why is the Noi de Behuda saying there's no Aliyah L'Regel anymore? clearly indicative that there still is aliyah l'regel. But again, from the Gemara, it's quite obvious that even whether we say there was or there wasn't aliyah l'regel, it certainly wasn't common. So why within Etz Yisrael is there no longer a need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Answers the Gemara, says Rava, kivin dikim bati dinim de kviyah, there were bati dinim that sat in session Monday and Thursday in Etz Yisrael as Ezra instituted, mishkech shchichi, that people are always going to be going to these bati dinim, and since the people always going to be coming to these bati dinim, that again creates that people are traveling and meeting each other. And here too, Rashi points out that Ezra's rule applied in Eretz Yisrael. Because if Ezra's rule of Bati Dinim applied in Chutz Laretz, we would have the same people traveling in Chutz Laretz. Others explain that the rule applied in the Rashba says that applied in Chutz Laretz. But it seems that in Eretz Yisrael, it was more common that people should go to Beis Din, and in Chutz Laretz it wasn't. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Afila Megmaina Lagmaina. If there's two different municipalities with one city, you have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Vomer of Yitzchak, Eir Achas Hoysa Beetz Yisrael, there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Vassos Yishma, Vay Bashtei Gmanius, Shem Magbid Azuzu, there were two municipalities that did not get along. Lefika Chutzuch Laima Megmaina Lagmaina. So ask the Gemara, the Rava that says, Ein Eidim Mitzrim L'Kaimoy is the consideration. So now we could understand it. But that since they have these two municipalities, therefore they have a problem. Therefore we have to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. But according to Rava, the consideration is L'Shma. So if it's an Etz Yisrael, even if the two municipalities don't get along, why should it make a difference? Says the Gemara, because of this question, Rava is Lady Rava. Rava has to agree to Rava's consideration. And Rava has to agree that Ein Eidim Mitzrim L'Kaimai is a concern. And wherever there is that concern, we have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Rava also adds another consideration. The other consideration is that L'Shma, Rava is only concerned about Ein Eidim Mitzrim L'Kaimai. He's not concerned about L'Shma. Rav Grubner, the Rav in Detroit, has in his Tshuvas a discussion, what is going to be the halach if you have two cities, or in our country, two states? If the two cities are next to each other, there are no borders between the two cities, but there's easy traffic. And now the question is as follows. We know that a city that has Shishim Ruba, that says 600,000 people in it, we can't make an Erev. It's just Rabban Daraisa. If these two cities, one is smaller, it doesn't have 600,000 people, but the bigger city does have 600,000 people, and they're opening between the two cities. So the question is, are they considered two cities or considered one city? So Rav Menashe Klein, in a tshuva to Rav Grubner, Chel Ches, of the Mishnah Halachas, Chel Ches Simen Kufnen Tes, says that our Gemara established that two egmonias, two municipalities, are always considered two separate municipalities. And therefore the fact that they're open to each other is not a consideration. Since each city has, or state, has its own municipality, its own government, they're not considered one, even though they're open to each other. So if that's the case, then Rava, now we said, agrees with Rava. Rava doesn't agree with Rava, so what is the point of their machlokes? My benayu? Answers, Gemara, ik benayu de esri beitrei. If two people brought the get. According to Rava, the concern is before Lishma, because it doesn't make a difference how many people brought the get. If the concern is that Ein Eidim Mitzrim L'Kaimai, since two people brought the get, that we don't have to be worried, they could be Mekayim the get, we don't have to be worried. Inami, Medina Siyam. if the get is being delivered within the Medina Sayyam. If the concern is Lishma, and we're learning that in Medina Sayyam, they don't know the halachas of Lishma, so we have to say b'fanei nechtam. If the concern is ain edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, that isn't a concern, because since it's within all that Medina, they get along, so they're constantly traveling, and we don't have to be worried about ain edim mitzuyim l'kaimai.